Good morning. Good afternoon. We're going to talk about Hilchos Yichud today. Hilchos Yichud is obviously a lot to fit into 1 hour and a half session, but we'll do our best. The sugya in Hilchos Yichud, first of all, is Eben HaEzer Simen Chafbeis. The problem with Eben HaEzer Simen Chafbeis is that even after you learn the Shulchan Aruch, you still are not going to be so equipped to deal with shilas, because, like in many other areas, a lot of the halach l'maisa points are machloksin. Machlokas could be the shemon, the chalkas machokik on the page, it could be... I'm going to try to deal with it, let you know where the machloksin are, and try to give you a certain psakim that have come out. The Chazon Ish excelled in the area, he excelled in everything, but he excelled in the area of Yichud specifically, and what I mean by that is that he has a lot that's recorded from him that's also lehakel. In general, Chazon Ish, as we know, are usually machmir, and that is often the case, not always, but it's often a general reasonable observation. When it comes to Hilchos Yichud, he happens to be a gigantic megal. And as I think I heard Rabbi Willig say, when the Chazon Ish has a kula, you can take it and go with it. So we'll mention a number of the kulas that the Chazon Ish gives, and we'll give 2 minutes of introduction to the sugya of Yichud before we get into the actual parameters of the halachos. And when we do the halachos, we're gonna basically, Yichud is unique. Certain sugyas in Shas are like this, in halacha are like this, is that there's an isser, and then there are, let's say, 5 kulas where that isser doesn't apply. That's basically all of Hilchos Yichud in less than a sentence. There's something usser called Yichud, and there are gonna be 5 exceptions where Yichud doesn't apply. And that's the whole sugya of Yichud. We could go home now, Azil. You know, Idach Zil Gmar, basically. Okay, Pasuk says that we're supposed to be a Mamlachas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. What's a Goy Kadosh? Rashi says, Kadoshim to you, Prushim and Arayos. No chairs? There's one over there. There's one over here. Yeah. Neighbors get the shit. So, Prushim and Arayos, of course, is the kiyum of Kedusha. So if you talk about being, you want to be Kaddish, you want to be exalted, you have to be, put yourself, if you act in an exalted way, you become an exalted person. If you think about all the issues that come out, the problems that come out in terms of people find themselves in very embarrassing situations, if a person would be makpid on Hilchos Yichud, so much would be avoided. If a couple going out on dates would be makpid on Hilchos Yichud, if people at work would be makpid on Hilchos Yichud, there's so much strife that could be prevented later on if just you're makpid. People ask me, what should we care about dating? I say, just go crazy with being makpid on Hilchos Yichud. Doesn't mean to not to go on dates, it means just be very aware of Hilchos Yichud. Once you're careful with Hilchos Yichud, HaKadosh Baruch, you know, Chazal set us up in a good situation. There's a very important gra. The Gra in Pirkei Avos says, he asks, what's the word lidei avera? The word lidei. The Gra says, it's big yisod. He says, once a person is in the clutches of an avera, a person does not have the wherewithal, the inner strength, to not be chote. Once the emotions are raging, the person can't hold themselves back from being chote. The only way to prevent a person from being chote is by what? By not being in a situation where they could be chalti in the first place. It's not a question of being on the side of the cliff and not jumping and not falling off. It's a question of keeping away from the edge of the cliff. Reb Chaim Shalovitz says a similar thing. He has a beautiful shtickle. That's the name of one of his shtickles in Sichas Musar. He says, he has a very interesting question. So if we're always a shotim or mechote, how could there be a din of a cheshbon? How could you ever have to be accountable for your chatam if it's only your only nechotim, elam kein nechas baruch shtus? And he says the same yisrael. He says, our achrayas, our responsibility is not for doing a chet or not doing a chet. It's for putting ourselves in a situation where we possibly can be chote. That's what the din is on. So if we are careful with Hilchos Yichud, we avoid situations where chet can potentially occur, then, ena taba lidei, as the grow is medayik, lidei avera. Okay, that's just as far as the musr. One more point, tomer dvora. You know the sefer by Ramosha Kordavera, tomer dvora, it's also a pasuk that there's a pasuk that says Tomer Dvora, and Dvora sat underneath a Tomer. She was a judge. She was a Shofetes, and where did she sit? She judged underneath a Dvora. Why? I'm sorry, underneath a Tomer. What's a Tomer? Palm tree. Why did Dvora judge underneath a palm tree?
Shade.
That's one reason. Why David with lots of trees? So who is it that points out? The Chafetz the Megillah, I'm sorry, Megillah Daf Yudal and Manav says that Shibidavka sat underneath a Tomer because the way the, you know, how the branches are, they don't come down and canopy over you so that you could be invisible. Rather, they sort of go upwards and there's a lot of room underneath the trees, the leaves are high up, so you get your shade, but you're visible. What do you see from that? A very important yisod. Siyichud has nothing to do about being in a room, nothing to do about being in a building, nothing to do about being with in a car. Yichud could be in an open field. Yichud could be in a forest. Yichud could be in the middle of a street if it's a deserted street, as we'll see soon in Chazal's Mefurish about that. As we see from this point, about Tom and Dvorah, she was in a field, in an orchard, but there could still be Yichud. The Gemara Megillah says that's why Shibadavka sat under a Tomer. So the definition of Yichud is a man and a woman in seclusion. That's a conclusion, could be indoors and outdoors. Now, what we're not going to talk about is the lumdus of whether it's a Gzeira Daraisa, whether it's an independent Isser. Is it only a gzera to prevent a ma'isa bia, or is it an issa b'fnei atmo? That's for the lumdus, not for now. But I want to first talk about the history, the halachic history of yichud. There are three stages in the sugya of yichud. The first stage is yichud d'oraisa d'rabbanan. Is yichud d'oraisa d'rabbanan? What?
Could be a machlokes. It's different say from the Rambam. The Rabban asks on him, right? The Lashon, the Gemara uses his Divrei Sefer, right?
Remez Yichud Daraisa. Right. So the Pasuk said, the Gemara says explicitly, Remez Yichud Min HaTorah Minayin. So you have a Machlokas Rishonah. What does the word Remez Min HaTorah mean? Is it Min HaTorah or is it only a Remez? Basically. But Al Regel Achas, the Pasuk, the Gemara does quote the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in two places, Sanhedrin, Chaf Aleph, Avar Zarech, Lamed Vav. Brings a pasuk. Pasuk is a very, very hard drasha, and all the achronim try to deal with what is this drasha. The drasha says like this. The pasuk says, "Ki yisischa achicha benimcha baseiser," to try to do avodah zarah. Your brother or your half brother, your sister, your mother is going to try to convince you to do avodah zarah baseiser. So it says the Gemara, that's the remez that there's an iser yichud that is going to be mutter only with your sister or your mother, but not with anyone else. It's very hard to understand. Where do you see in the pasuk that talks about not convincing others, not being a meisus umediach? Where do you see anything about yichud in that pasuk except for the word seiser there? But seiser just means that you were talking to them privately. So Pnei Yeshua says that assuming you could only understand this pasuk because when does somebody try to be meisus umediach? You're not going to do it publicly because you get your head chopped off. So meisus umediach only happens in seiser. But wait a second. If there's an Isser Yichud, then how are you ever going to be Beseser with somebody? Not such kash, you could be with another man. But how could you ever be with somebody of the opposite gender if you're Beseser? The answer is, that's what the Pasuk says. Ben Imcha or Basachosa, you're with your sister. The Pasuk doesn't say that, but you're with your sister, your mother. That's how the Pnei Yeshua understands. It's very unusual drasha. What we come out with, though, is that the simple reading of the Gemara is that it's an Isser D'Araisa. Later on in history, in Shmuel Beis, Perakid Gimel, this is a beautiful story, not a beautiful story, a very sad story. David has a son named Amnon. Amnon was in love with his half-sister, Tamar, his half-sister, sort of. And she wasn't married, and he was lovesick. His friend says, "Why are you so sick?" He says, "I'm lovesick for Tamar." So the friend says, "I have a great idea. Why don't you pretend that you're sick, and she'll come and bring you dinner, and she'll serve you. And then you could take advantage of her then," and that's exactly what happened. And the Gemara concludes, "Libnos malachim kach." If a princess could be attacked as such, "Libnos hadiotas alachas kama v'kama." If for tsnuos, Tamar was a tsnua, certainly leprutzas alachas kama v'kama. And therefore, ba'osa shah godzu al hayichud al hapnuya. The Gemara says that yichud, of course, always existed d'oraisa for arayos. Yichud, the Gemara assumes, is also d'oraisa for arayos. And this story of Amnon and Tamar comes to tell you that even yichud of a penuya, I'll add the word penuya tahora, right? Tamar was a penuya. She wasn't married. Let's assume she wasn't the neither either. And still there's an iser d'rabbanan, very early d'rabbanan, d'rabbanan of based in Shel David HaMelech, that made it aser drabanan tav yichud even with the penuya tahor. Comes a third stage in history that Gemara in Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph says that later on there was also, where is this Gemara? I'm sorry, I'm not sure where this Gemara is. Later on there also were gozer yichud based on Shal Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, were gozer yichud on a goya also. So that's the third level lower. That's a regular din d'rabbanan. So we have three dinim. Yichud on an erva is also daraisa machlokas, but most of the poskim assume it's also daraisa. Yichud with a penuya tahora. So let's say whenever you're going on a date with a girl, you'll say, oh, she's a penuya. Well, if she's a nida, we'll talk about that in a minute or two. If she's a penuya tahora, which we don't really have nowadays, just about, so that would be also from Basin Shal David HaMelech, and a yichud with a maid or a babysitter or a cleaning lady who's not Jewish, that will be, or somebody at work, or a secretary at work, or your non-Jewish partner in the legal firm, so that would be only yichud midra, that would be also a midra banam tev yichud. Yes. It's Avodah Zarah Chavah Lamed Vav. Thank you. Okay, so just a fascinating bit of information. Rav Schechter likes to talk about this topic, but yichud, I know we said it's a chakir before, there's an independent iser, or it's only an iser, or it's a gzera, sort of. If we assume that yichud is the araisa, which we just suggested that the pashas is, where do you see on a araisa level a geder that you shouldn't come to do something worse? Yichud being daraisa, asur atu, something else daraisa. What? By yiratzei shema yochal, yeah? Nazir? Yeah, for what's it called? Shriyas anavim and chatsanim and za and all the things, shema yochal, shema yishtayai. Erev
Pesach, the extension of.
That might be the din of Karban Pesach itself. Yeah, Chibuk Venishuk, similar to. Yeah? Okay, I didn't think of that. I have to think about that. Yeah? Yes, Bishul Basav Chalavah. Tachilas Basav Chalav? Okay, I'll to Niyaf. Fine. So Rav Avadya puts a whole list together, and you got a lot of them. Netira. Isn't this a daraisa? Atu Nekima. Right? Netira is Belev, and Nekima is Bemaisa. Interesting. Lo Yiyah Beveischa Evin Va'Oven. Atu, that you'll actually cheat somebody in business. Bal Yira, which we saw, Atu Achila, and Chatzishir, Atu, that's a famous story, Chatzishir, Atu Shir Shalim, of course. That's just a cute aside, not for Hilchot Yira. Okay. Now, we said that Yichud is Asur Doraisa. Now, Yichud being Asur Doraisa, Tosus, the Piskei Tshuva, again, every time we mention the Shulchan Aruch or any of the Menasei Kehillah Shulchan Aruch, it's always going to be Simen Chaf Beis. So Piskei Tshuva cites Tosfos and Tosfos that only one man with one woman is Doraisa. Whenever you have a situation where there is more than one man, you, and one woman present, that will not be an Issa Doraisa. Why is that important? That's going to be super important, because whenever you have an Issa Doraisa, you can ask me Mach. Whenever you have an Issa Drabanan, there will be much more room to be mekel b'shas, you know, if and when it's necessary, we're going to have a number of kulas that will offer only because the yichud that you might find yourself in would be yichud with more than one man and one woman in a situation. But let's talk about right now the most common yichud, at least for people who are still dating, that is yichud on a date, otherwise known as a penuya tmeya, yichud with a nida. Is yichud with a nida, is that going to be a nisud araisa, or is that only going to be a nisud rabbanan? Meaning, we'll go through a number of kulas over the next few minutes. Will those kulas apply, or do we assume that, well, a nida is one of the arayas, right? It's in the parish of arayas. If you count, how many? 21, 30, how many arayas are there? 20, Rama says? 20, something like that. So, nida's in there. So, if that's an erva, so that means yichud araisa, which applies to arayas. Yichud on a date with one woman who you're dating, that should be an Issa Daraisa. So the Achronim debate the question, because on one hand, it's in the list of Rayas. That's where the Shulchan Aruch is famous to talk about Yahar Gal Yavar by a Baal Mimashish Hasadefek. If a Baal could take her husband's, if a husband could take his wife's pulse. I got a shayla this week, 3 days ago. from somebody who lives in Washington Heights about this child, Yehar Gval Yavar for Ish Tonida. Was a Yehar Gval Yavar. His wife was Baruch Hashem in labor, and she needed to be, she was in active labor. So she was already bleeding, so she's already Dinida. They're married already. There's no Isser Yichud, of course, you know, once a woman is, even if she's an Ida, once you're married, there's no Isser. After the Bia Rishona, there's no Isser Yichud. But apparently there wasn't an extra nurse around to help her be in a position that she wanted to be able to be comfortable to deliver the baby. Could he support her, lift her up, support her back? I didn't want to do Mako so quickly. I was, he was calling desperately from the during active labor, not just like, you know, labor sometimes could take 3 hours, could take 6 hours, could take 12 hours. This is like the last 4 minutes. And he was calling me. I felt a little bit put on the spot, and I didn't want to give him a call that he wanted. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent his father-in-law, the lady in labor's father, coming to the hospital because his daughter is just about to give birth to their first child, his first grandchild, I think. So he came in the middle of the phone call, so he said, oh, my father-in-law's here. So Baruch Hashem, I was saved by not having... I didn't want to give him a call. It's a question of a Yehar Gval Yavar, based on this question about, of course, it's not Derech Chiba, so it may not be, and it's a Derech Machlokes Rambam Rambam, not for now. Fine. On the other hand, we know that when is something in Erva, only if there is no Tefisas Kiddushin. Could you have the Shavuot who's a Nida? Of course you can. Sure, we have Chuppas Nida, not all the time, but it happens. What? That's because, right. For Svaradim among us and Yichud HaRoi Labia, that might be a different point.
The Kedushin Zechir you can have, right?
The Chuppah, okay. Yeah. Fine. Also, by Arayas, the Vladas are usually a Mamzer. But Ben Nida is nothing more than a Ben Nida. He's not an, he's a Pagum of sorts at worst, but not a Mamzer. So we have these two sides of the coin, whether Panuya is considered whether Anida Pnuya is considered an erva or not. The consensus of the poskim is that Anida is Arayas. That Anida is Arayas. And therefore, anyone who's going on a date is dealing with the Shaila of an Issa Daraisa. In terms of Yichud, with whoever you're going out with, that is an Issa Daraisa, and therefore we'll have the applications that we'll soon see. Let's talk for a few minutes now about the ages that apply to Hilchos Yichud. Of course, whatever the lumdus of Yichud is, whether it's a gzeira or it's an Isser Be'etzem, still the ages are going to be dependent on when a person is Ra'i Labia, which for a girl is 3, for a boy is 9. Now, let's clarify what that means. So, you all know that, that's simple, but let's clarify what that means. What it means is a 3-year-old girl with a boy who is above Bar Mitzvah, a 9-year-old boy with a girl who's above Bas Mitzvah. So therefore, let's say you have a high school girl babysits. So if the boy that she's babysitting for, the kids that she's babysitting for, is an 8-year-old boy at the oldest, that's fine. But if you have a 9-year-old boy that's the oldest, that's a problem. So if my oldest boy is an 11-year-old. So legally, if I would leave my 11-year-old at home, I could be, you know, locked up for child abuse, because you have to be 12 years old to leave your children at home, I think. So let's say I'd ask the next door neighbor to watch my kids. She's in high school. Let's say my son is 11 years old. My next door neighbor, I was going to a wedding, I wanted her to come over to watch my 11-year-old son. That would be an Issa D'oraisa for her to be Misyachi with my 11-year-old son. Who's the Issa D'oraisa on? Her, the high school girl. Not my son, because he's not Chayev in mitzvahs. I don't even know if there's a regular din of chinuch on that. Therefore, let's say you have the opposite. You have a brother or sister who have a little baby. You have a niece. Your niece, if she's 1 or 2, you could happily babysit for them. Once your niece is 3 years old, you can't babysit for your niece, which could cause tension in families. Because, what do you mean? I did all the favors for you, and this is your older sister, right? Your older sister, she does everything for you, and she took you everywhere, she drove you everywhere, because she's older than you, she had the license first. Now she wants to be able to go to Florida for one night with her husband, and to have a little break, and you can't sleep over and watch her 4-year-old daughter. A chutzpah. So yeah, it could be an isidaraisa for you. One second. So I want to give you a very important heter based on what we're saying. 12-year-old boy and an 11-year-old girl. Is there an Isser Yichud?
Do you need to say 12 or 13?
A 12-year-old boy and an 11-year-old girl. Says Rebbe Yashiv, with each other, yes. Yes, with each other. A 12-year-old boy and an 11-year-old girl are mutter to have Yichud with each other. That's Rabbi Yosher's psak. So I told you before that the American law, at least New York State law, is that you have to be 12-year-old. So if you have a 12-year-old boy babysitting an 11-year-old daughter, I don't know why you do that, but should I say 11-year-old daughter is more mature than the 12-year-old boy next door. But that would be mutter min hadin. That's the heter that the Sefer Torah Sayichet cites from Rabbi Yosher. I guess he's not concerned with the... Maybe there's a different parameter of chinuch in this area, because to be mechanech in an area where there's no... Before bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, there's no yetzahara, so maybe the chinuch is different. It's not just a maisa mitzvah of shaking a lulav, a maisa mitzvah of eating in a sukkah, a maisa mitzvah of whatever other things that we're mechanech for. Here, if the yetzahara is not here, we don't have a regular din chinuch, perhaps. So that's a heter. Now, what about a Gentile babysitter for a 10-year-old boy? Is that mutter or not? Lady Maria, your cleaning lady, or your Gentile babysitter, could she babysit your 11-year-old boy? Is she mechuyev in yichud? She's not mechuyev in yichud. Is your 10-year-old or 11-year-old son mechuyev in yichud? He's royal lebiyah, but he's not mechuyev in yichud. And therefore, that would be mutter. In the inverse, don't do it, but it is mutter. If you have a man, a goyish man, who's going to babysit your 10-year-old daughter, stupid, but is it mutter? Yes, because the Gaiish man is not mechuyev in Hilchas Yichud. Your 10-year-old daughter, she's ruyal be'as since she's 3, but she's not mechuyeves in Hilchas Yichud, and therefore that situation would be mutter. Let's finish off this section in terms of, that was the younger ages. What about older ages? Let's say there's an elderly man, and this happens all the time, where people, as they are elderly, they need someone to care for them sometimes, and oftentimes the best caretakers are often women. If you could get a man caretaker for a man, that's great, but oftentimes the best caretakers are the most caring, and they know how to take care of people better than men often. So could you have a female caretaker be in yichud with an elderly man, or a nurse, a visiting nurse, with a very elderly man? What do I mean by elderly? Elderly in the sense that he's not even going to be able to have bia even if he wanted to. He's impotent. So here, Rav Moshe in Eben HaEzer, Chelek Dalet, Simon Samachay, says that if a person is clinically impotent, the doctors have paskin, this person is impotent, he couldn't have bia even if he would like to, then yichud is mutter. There's no iser yichud with such a person. Again, keep in mind that in the back of your mind, even though we have that chakira, whether yichud is asur be'etzem or it's only a gzeira, even if you say that yichud is asur be'etzem, it's not a gzeira, it's really an iser be'etzem, it's only going to be asur be'etzem in a scenario where a bia could take place. So this is not a raya that, oh, yichud is only a get. No, yichud could be asur be'etzem, but if there's no possibility for bia, then there's no, then we're not going to be concerned with the iser yichud. However, says Rav Moshe, let's say you have a person, an elderly man, who's not clinically diagnosed as impotent, but he knows him, he's too old, he's not going to be able to have bia, but he's not clinically diagnosed. So there Rav Moshe says, yichud with an issa drabanon would be mutter. Again, not clinically diagnosed as impotent, but l'maisi, he knows he's too old, too weak to have bia. You could have lots of people. Go to an old age home, and 50% of the men in the old age home might be in this situation. So...
What's
the matter? So here, Rav Moshe Pasen, a person who they're not clinically diagnosed as impotent. Maybe he just knows himself. He knows he's too old to have bia. So could he be misyachet, says Rav Moshe, with an isur drabanan? Yes. Who's an isur drabanan? Oh, that goes back to our discussion 5 minutes ago. He'd be able to have yichud with who? What kind of caretaker? A goya. A goya would be okay. However, a Jewish woman caretaker would be a yichud d'oraisa, and therefore would be not allowed for such a person unless they're clinically diagnosed as being impotent. Any questions about this point? Somebody had a question. I said, wait a second.
Yeah, you mentioned the example of an uncle over with your niece.
Right.
Is there room lahakel there because you could technically marry her and she's not a bibi yet? I mean,
no.
I'm saying you're not. I mean, it's only yichud.
We said pnuya. Yeah, you're pnuya.
Yeah, so you're saying it just is not. You're saying once they're over 3, the yichud derabbanan will apply.
Correct. Correct.
There's no.
There'll be also derabbanan because she's not an erva. She's
right.
Not an erva.
Just a regular.
And she's not an ida, so it'll be yichud only of based in shel David Hamelach. That'll be yichud pnuya. Yes.
At what age are we chashish that a girl's an ida?
That's a hard question, because what would make sense would be 12, 11 maybe. No, I'm saying 11, 12, but When it comes to Nagia, the poskim are machmir from much earlier ages.
What age are we machmir for the Yifa being Durek as opposed to Durba?
Once you are bar mitzvah and she is three, it's also Duraisa for you, the bar mitzvah boy. Because she's Uyulabiyah. Even though she's not an either. So that would be also Durabban. I'm sorry, it would be also Durabbanan because she's a Pnuya Tahora. Pnuya Tahora is only Aser as we learned earlier.
That it's now Doraisa.
Now Doraisa, once she's either a Nida,
okay,
or once she's a, or she's an Erva.
Yeah.
How old are we so she's in? You have to know she's a Nida. She's Doraisa, she's not a Nida, it's not Doraisa.
Meaning it's just dependent on the individual case. There's no,
yeah.
No age, just standard.
On a Doraisa now. If you want to talk about what you should do, what you shouldn't do, when what should you assume, that's Chazal, because that's a different issue. Okay, let's move on. How long is Yichud Aser? I mean, what's the time duration in which something could be Yichud? So here, where do we have precedent for the time duration of an Isur Yichud? The only place that we have is Sota. And all of many Hilchos Yichud come from the Kinui Ustira. Kinui is when the husband says, don't hang out with so-and-so, and then she goes and hangs out, otherwise known as Stira. Stira meaning Beseser, the word that we use in the Pasuk, that it means Yichud. So the Gemara in Sota says that the shir is shir of kedei tuma is kedei litzlos beitza ulegoma, to roast an egg and to swallow it. So Rabosai, how long is the shir of yichud? As long as it takes to roast an egg and swallow it. Rabosai, how long does it take to roast an egg and swallow it? So there's a sefer called Dvar Halacha. Dvar Halacha, I planned on bringing it today, but I left it on my dining room table. I apologize. Dvar Halacha is the Bible of Hilchos Yichud. Dvar Halacha was written in Bnei Brak by Talmud of the Chazanish, hence all the good coolers from the Chazanish and Hilchos Yichud. From this day for Dvar Halacha, he was Meshama, he was like a bid Ben Bias by the Chazanish. Incredible footnotes, incredible lamdan. And it is the Bible. Every subsequent Yichud book is based on this Sefer Dvar Halacha. Dvar Halacha did the research. He said, you know how long it takes to roast an egg and swallow it? 35 seconds. Whoa, what a chumrah. What a chumrah. So that means Medina de Gemara, according to Dvar Halacha, 35 seconds. If you're in a situation where the door will be locked for 35 seconds, you violated Yichud. So let me tell you a story of my very first date in my life. I dated for a lot of years. I was dating for 5 years. For the first date, I went out with a girl in Toronto. My wife is from Toronto, but that was years later. Okay, so I went out to Toronto. What do you do in Toronto? It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, basically, because we came back from Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, and came back for at the end of the month. Day was probably like Rosh Chodesh Nisan or Beis Nisan. What do you do in Toronto? It's still cold. It's Toronto in the middle of March, April. It's cold. So where do you go? So I went to the CN Tower. You been to Toronto? Anyone went up to the CN Tower? Okay. You went in the elevator? How long is the elevator? More than 35 seconds? Yes, it's more than 35 seconds. So I got there. I'm with her. And it was at night, because I think she was at work. She's in school. She worked in the day. So it's an evening day. It was like, I don't know, 9, 10 o'clock. Tourists aren't touring at 9, 10 o'clock. I don't know where they are. So I go with my date to the CN Tower, and I notice that there's like no one else who's going up to the observatory on the 100-something-th floor. So we look at each other, and she's a Bas Yisrael, Bas Torah, and we quickly decided, let's go somewhere else. We found something else on the Toronto waterfront to do, not involving elevators that might be closed for more than 35 seconds. Not because at that point I knew that she had 35 seconds, but I was assuming there's no floors in the middle. Like the Empire State Building, they have the express elevators that take you straight to 60 and above. There you have to be concerned, right? I don't know, you have to find out how long does it take to go to floor 60 or 100 and above or straight to the observatory. That could talk to be a problem if it's going to be more than. So let's go to. So this is the most Chomer de Kashita, it's about 35 cents. Well, Yashu says, no, that's absurd. At least a minute, if not a minute and a half. So that's a little bit more Mako. Ramosha Feinstein has a very Yesodistic Yesod that we'll see here. Maybe we'll see it somewhere else at the end of this year. He says, no. Those Shiurim of Litzlos Beitzel Legom is only for the Maisa Bia itself. But in order for there to be an Issa Yichud, you have to actually be realistic. And there's a certain amount of time that it would take a person to get undressed, to put themselves together afterwards and get redressed so that they look normal, whoever else they're going to meet. And if it's somebody who they're not very close, for him to be mafat to her, so that adds another, all of a sudden Yichud is no longer 35 seconds, it could become 8 minutes, 15 minutes, depending on how friendly the people are, could half an hour, you know, it could be longer. So, let me explain. What that means, that doesn't mean that you could be misyached with somebody for only 9 minutes, let's say. Let's say 9 minutes is not enough to get undressed, maisabia, get dressed, and have all the pitu that would be necessary to be mifatah. Let's say 9 minutes, you can't do all that. That doesn't mean you're allowed to have yichud for up to 9 minutes. It means that if you're in a situation where, in this given situation, there won't be anyone else for 9 minutes, you are not allowed to be in that situation even for a moment. I'll tell you a halacha l'maaseh example. So we have a babysitter. Babysitters are not Jewish women, so we're talking, oh, yichud d'rabbanan, fine. Yichud d'rabbanan, the little baby, the baby's 6 months old, a year old, 2 years old, it won't help in either way. It's like the person's not there at all. It's probably, okay. So it's me and my babysitter. I walk into my house, the only one who's there is my babysitter. Could I walk in, lock the front door, get a safer from my bookshelf, and go back to the base medrash? No. Why? Because the second I lock the door, even though it's going to be 20 seconds, walk in, take my safer, and walk out, 20 seconds, but it's only 20 seconds. Less, even though the Dvar Halacha is 35 seconds Chumrah. But since I'm in a situation where, if being in that situation, with a door locked with me and my babysitter, that's a situation that could continue for 9 minutes without anyone coming in, that would therefore qualify as an Isser of Yichud, even though I'm only there for a few seconds. Fine. Ramosha has another nekuda of being mekel based on his lamdas. Let's say we're going to see soon that there's going to be an Isser Yichud even if it's one man with two women. Like the Gemara, the Mishnah says explicitly at the end of Kedusha. One man with two women is also Yichud. Says Ramosha, but yeah, then the Shir of Yichud is going to become longer because you have to be mefata. The concern, which we'll see soon, with one man with two women, is that you're going to convince both of them, or you'll convince one, and the other will be, you know, cover up for you. So you're going to have to sort of do your work on two women. That's going to take longer, and therefore the shiur of yichud is going to also be longer, because the whole point is that it's something that, in a realistic world, is going to there'll be a realistic possibility of a ma'isabiyah, not just the time that it takes to be a ma'isabiyah. Okay. That's the end of that discussion in terms of the timing. Let's go to the next point. We pointed out that let's talk now about who is subject to yichud. Your arayos are subject to yichud. We talked about a nida, a goya, goy or a goy for a Jewish girl, a goya for a Jewish man, even if she's penuya also is subject to the laws of nida, midarabanan. Who's mutter? So, mutter gamer. Person, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, great-great-great-grandmother, great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother, all mutter. Okay? So you, with your great-great-grandmother, is mutter. Similarly, your sister, with her father, grandfather, great-grandfather, great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, that's all mutter l'chatchila. Sister and brother, obviously. Husband, they have to be Yishona, obviously. Fine. Sister is not so pashut. Yichud, says the Gemara, is mutter. However, to be dar, ita bekvius, doesn't say the word bekvius, but dira with your sister is asus. That means if you come from out of town, and you come from Chicago, you come from Toronto, and your sister's in Stern College, so your parents say, why should I be spending dorm uptown is this much and dorm downtown is that much? Why should I be spending two dorm fees? Let me just, you know, my son and my daughter, they get along, or my daughter will make sure that my son behaves, or my son will make sure that my daughter behaves, and I'll rent one apartment in the Heights, and they'll, you know, I just have to send one package, and I'll have to visit one place, and I see easier that way. So that would be great for a visit. That might be not an Isser of Yichud, but there will be an Isser to be Dar. The problem is the Poskim don't say what Dira is. When is it considered a Kavua? So we assume that it's going to be something like 30 days. If it's for less than 30 days, that's not Kavius enough. It's not considered a Dira, so there's no Isser of Yichud, but only 27 days, that's not Dira. One second. The only nekuda that you have to be keeping in mind, this is what Rabbi Sobolovsky suggested, I heard from him. I don't know if everybody agrees to this or not, but let's say you're from out of town. And you have a sister, an older sister here living in Washington Heights. She should find the shidduch very soon, Be'ezus Hashem. And you just graduated college in Skokie, and you want to be in YU for smicha. Or maybe you'll find a job. Or maybe you go to graduate school. You don't know. You have no idea what you can do with yourself. So in the meantime, what will you do? You just move into your sister's apartment. So here, you might be there for a day. might be there for 4 months. So there, Rabbi Sobolovsky suggests that that already could be considered dira, even less than 30 days. Because you're coming in without a definitive plan that might be who knows what. There, that already could be considered dira, even less than 30 days. This is an interesting svara that Rabbi Sobolovsky suggested. Could be, I didn't see it inside. Could be that's where you got it from, thank you. I didn't see it inside, I don't know. This is obvious, but I would be remiss if I didn't say it. Of course, perhaps even more of course than anything else, yichud applies to a chasim and a kal who are not yet married. And just a word of chizuk, kol kal, gemar and sota, daf yuram at beis, kol kal, shetznua beveis chamiya, zocha viyotzen mimena, malachim unaviyim. So engaged couple should have in mind that it's not just me or she or herself or ourselves, but it's impacting on the doros coming after you, and their level of kedusha and the opportunity for them to be malachim and neviim. That's a big achrayas for chasam and kal to be exceptionally careful with hilchas yichud.
Are the people who are mother enough to block yichud from being in that situation?
We won't have time to talk about that today. That's at the end. That's about 40 pages from now. I don't think we're going to get that. What about Jewish, non-Jewish people? In terms of me with a... One, Yichud, I had this Shaila 2 days ago. Funny Shaila, I don't know why she asked it, but once a couple are married, there's no issue Yichud whatsoever. Now she asked, I got a call from somebody in Europe. They were on some tour, and the tour guide brought them to a place where after the tour guide brought them into this old building, he locked the door behind them. Because it was like a secure whatever. So she freaked out and said, she sent me a text message from Europe, is this yichud? She's with her husband. No. So I responded, if you are with your husband, there is never yichud after Birushan. And they're already married for who knows how long. So, however, that does not always apply. What do I mean by that? If you have, anyone here of somebody named Bill Clinton? Okay. So Bill Clinton, the fact that he's married wasn't the biggest deal to him. In fact, there's a lady called Hillary Clinton that didn't seem so bothered by the fact that her husband wasn't the most tzniastic a guy. Therefore, for a woman, a Jewish woman, to be with a non-Jewish couple, that could still be yichud. One man with two women, we're going to see soon as yichud. Oh, they're married? Yeah, but who's the people who are married? Is it Bill Clinton and a Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton's not going to be so mocked about her husband. So therefore, a Jewish woman to be with is going to be asur b'yichud, even with a guy and his wife. Interesting thing to keep in mind. Similarly, even though we said before that if I'm yisyachid with my non-Jewish cleaning lady or babysitter, that's only drabanan. If a Jewish woman is misyachid with a non-Jewish man, right? Let's say the plumber comes and she locks the door and you lock the door behind you, your wife locks the door and the plumber's there, non-Jewish plumber, that would also be yichud d'oraisa. If I'm misyachid with a goya, that's only yichud d'rabbanan. If a Jewish woman is misyachid with a non-Jewish man, that would constitute yichud d'oraisa. We finished the discussions of who's asur b'yichud, how long is yichud, now we're going to talk about how many people is yichud. How many people here are Sephardim? Okay, it's not Shishim. Not both of us Shishim, so I have to... Okay, so we'll talk about it. The reason why I'm asking that is because in Hilchas Yichud, there's a gigantic nafkamina between Ashkenaz and Sephard. We're going to focus on Ashkenaz. I apologize to the resident Achenu B'nei Sorad. You'll be Malchal. Or you won't be Malchal. Mishnah Kedushin, Daf Peyam and Beis, Isha Achas Misyachedes Im Shnei Anashim. Two men is a heter. So that's what we're going to talk about right now. We're going to talk about one woman by herself. That's the shaila. One woman by herself. So that's going to be mutter if she's with two men. Why is that mutter? So Rashi says, because one man, if there's another guy around, he'll be bosh, he'll be ashamed from doing something with the other guy around. So therefore, if your wife is going to be working in a law firm with two other partners, two other male partners, that will be mutter. Even though it's just one girl, one wife. The only stipulation is, two stipulations, the Gemara tells us, then the Kedushin says that they have to be Ksherim. They have to be Ksherim. for all purposes, in Hilchas Yichud, anybody who's a guy is defined, as wonderful a person as he is defined as a parent. Therefore, if your wife works in a Jewish law firm with two, your wife's a lawyer, right? Not a secretary. Your wife's a lawyer, and she has two partners who are lawyers. So if the two partners are Jewish, are from, we're going to say, are two from Jewish lawyers, that will be mutter b'yichud. If her two partners are not from, or are not Jewish, those will have a halacha prutzim, and that will be yichud. Yichud midaraisa? No, because it's more than one and one, as we pointed out earlier, so it'll be yichud, an isur yichud, only midrabbana. They have to be kshirim, that's the first thing. The second limitation for the heter of two men is that that's only true ba'ir. But if it's baderech, we're always concerned that the Gemara says explicitly that we're concerned one of them might have to go to the bathroom, and you'll be left, if you have two men and one woman, one goes to the bathroom, you're left with 3 minus 2, 3 minus 1 equals 2, 1 and 1. So that's what we're concerned about, and that will be a need for another person to be present. So baderech, you always need 3 men and 1 woman. So even if one of the men goes to the bathroom, you're still left with the heter of 2 men and 1 woman. Let's just apply this halacha maisa. If there's a girl who's dating a guy in the Heights, a guy in Smicha, you have an apartment here in the Heights, and for whatever reason she comes to your apartment, but you have a roommate. Okay, so as long as it's not nighttime, she could come into your apartment, into the living room, you could sit at the living room couch, and your roommate is doing his chazering, his contemporary halacha, you know, finals coming up, he's chazering, and you're talking to your date, and the front door is locked. Mutter lechatchila. Right? Mutter lechatchila. Fine. That's explicit Mishnah. Again, that's for Ashkenazim. Now, what happens, as very often will be the case, if it's not two ksherim, two smicha guys, it's definitely two ksherim. What happens if you have one kosher and one paritz? Meaning, your wife works in the law firm, there's one guy, Chesky Friedman, he's one of the partners, and the other guy is Timothy McMahon, who's not so Jewish. So one got one paritz and one kosher. So here, the poskim assume that there will be a heter, that will be mutter, because again, that kosher is still going to be embarrassed. It doesn't matter who the paritz is. The kosher is still going to be embarrassed to do anything with that person there, and the paritz is going to try to pass on her, but he's going to be embarrassed because there's an Orthodox Jew looking over his shoulder. So therefore, one paritz and one kosher will have the heter of two men who are ksherim. Let us define let me rephrase that. The case I just said was not, we'll talk about if one man and one man is a paritz, one man is a kosher, we'll talk about that soon. The heter that I was saying is that if you have two kosher men, two Orthodox men, then that will be mutter even with a prutza or a goya. Okay, so let's say our two Jewish lawyers have a firm and they have a non-Jewish paralegal female paralegal or secretary. Since both two of them, those men are ksherim, it will be mutter for them to be with their secretary even if there's no one else in the room. Now, what's a paritz? This is a geshmaka sugya, because you'll see why. So we said that a goy by definition is a paritz. The Marimintz says that the only person is a paritz is if he's been is a paritz b'makam acher, which sounds like he was paritz in some other area of Arayos, meaning somebody who does not have a sterling history in the area of Arayos. That's the only person who's a paritz. If it's somebody who is upright. An upright citizen who's never been involved with other arayistika things, he's still a kosher. However, maybe makam acher means in any area of halacha, somebody who's not careful in hilchas kashrus. Maybe that's what it means, parts with makam acher. Somebody who doesn't keep kashrus well, that's a person who doesn't, I would say, I think clearly, this Maram Mintz, everybody would agree to this Nakuda, I think, if there is a person who's not shomer negiyah. So is that person a paritz or a kasher? I think that person will be a paritz, according to all the shitas, I believe. And that person, somebody who's not shomer negiyah, would probably not be allowed, if you are with a person or a roommate who's not shomer negiyah, that you would not be able to have yichud with one woman, because that, I'm sorry, that would be a paritz and a kasher. That would be a, we'll talk about that in a minute, that person would not be considered a kasher. Rav Moshe Feinstein is very has an interesting chumrah. He says, you know what, even if you never did anything wrong in your life, but if you're somebody who's not self-confident enough that you would be able to withstand being in this situation, meaning you and another guy, with a woman, if you're nervous that you might be nichshol, even if you didn't do anything else ever in your history, you have a clean slate, a white record, but you're nervous you might be nichshol with another man present and a woman here, that's called a paritz. And that was in the paritz. Now we get to the Geshmaka Shita. The Eretz Yisrael Dikaposkim suggests, and serious poskim, Yashid, Rav Osner Zatzal, Shet Halevi, both say that if somebody, again, you have to figure out this, how this applies to our community, both the modern Orthodox, they call it the American scene, somebody has a TV, Rav Yashid and Rav Osner say that would be, that would have a din of a paritz in terms of Hilchus Yichud. Now, nowadays, forget TV, anyone has internet, is you get a lot more on internet than, you know, in four keystrokes than you could get in a lifetime of TV. So, to say that anyone who has unfiltered internet is automatically a paritz in our community is probably not gonna, it's probably not gonna be so easy to say. So at least something to be aware of, that there's a serious shitos who have this discussion. Yes. There are a lot of communities in the world that's the norm to be Bo'al Arayos also. Ishto Nida, I mean, Nidas and Pnuyas, I'm saying it's anywhere outside of yeshiva campuses.
So what's,
any campus in the world outside of a yeshiva campus, that's the norm, right?
What's the, so?
That's Arayos. That means they're parts in Arayos. I don't see the Tzav HaKam. Okay. Fine. Let us...
Would you also say that someone who's known as a part of Hilchos Yichud is also a part?
Yeah, probably. Because that's in the Sugya of Arayos. Let's just move on. Let's say your wife works in a firm with Goyim. So Goyim are Prutzim. Even if they're wonderful people, and they could be, and they should be wonderful people, that just halachically it's just an objective term. So they have a din of Prutzim, and your wife is there. So she can't be with two men, because the two men, the two men heta that we said is only if they're Ksherim. If she works with Goyim, so they're Prutzim. So she's going to be in trouble. That means your wife can't stay during busy season, tax season, or before you know, whatever other stuff is due for the law firm. Your wife is not going to be able to be at work if there, even if there are two men there. Even if there are, if they're Prutzim, the Yerushalmi has the lashon, even if there are 100 men there. So wow, if your wife is working at a non-Jewish firm, a non-religious firm, and she's the man, the woman they're around, even if there are going to be 100 other people there, it's going to be an Isser Yichud. Wow, there are 101 people in this room, and there's an Isser Yichud. Yeah, because they're all men, and they are all Prutzim, objectively, halachically Prutzim. So what's the solution? The solution is going to be, even if it's Aser to be with Anashim Harbei, if they are Prutzim, the solution will be to have Nashim Harbei as well. Meaning, one woman cannot be with many men who are Prutzim. But one woman, if it's not one, if she has a few women, with a few men, then that's not called Yichud. What does the word Yichud mean? Lashon Echad. Seclusion, singularity. But if there are lots of people around of both genders, it says Hasten Ken Yichud. It's not called Yichud at all. How many is a lot? So here you have an interesting machlokas. Some people say, two men and two women. That's already. You have plurality of both genders, two men, two women, that's already. You know, so is your wife and one other woman in the firm and two other non-Jewish lawyers, that's already mutter. That's one opinion. The opposite extreme, being most machmir, is no, you need three men and three women to make it considered a rabbin. And then there's a sheet in the middle that says you need two men and three women. How do we paskin? So Rav Moshe says, if you're dealing with prutzim, meaning a woman working in a non-Jewish firm, you should try to have at least three men with three women. That's ideal to try to do. If you know, if that's just not possible, there's makom to be mekel to have only two men and three women. The makom at sorach, one might be able to be mekel like that. Now, until now, we've been saying that if there's one woman with two men, that is going to be mutter if they're ksherim. The problem is for our dear Achenu b'nei Svarad. The Shitas Rambam. The Rambam says that you know who's a paritz? Every single person in this classroom is a paritz. What do you mean? But I'm a smicha student. What do you mean? I do 150 blot a year. How could I be a parutz? The answer is, the Rambam learns the Gemara as follows. There's a Gemara that says, a beautiful story. The Gemara says, Rav Yehuda were walking along the road, and there was a woman in front of them. Amalei Rav Rav Yehuda. Right? You and I are certainly not like Rav and Rav Yehuda. Even though you're great, I'm also great. Thank you. But we're not Rav Yehuda, either of us. Says Rav to Rav Yehuda, Dal Kareich, start running, Mikami Gehenim. Amalei, what do you mean? What do you mean? V'ksherim, Shapri Dami. We're two ksherim. What, two ksherim? Rav and Rav Yehuda, and here's one woman, so it's kosher. Amalei, this is what Rav says, Mi yemar de ksherim kugon anava at, ksherim like you and me, maybe you have to be a kosher like Rav Chanina bar Papi, v'chaverav. Who's Rav Chanina bar Papi? You have to look at all the Gemaras elsewhere. And Kedusha, in the middle of Kedusha, talk about incredible, mysterious nevesh, people who, you know, jump in fires to avoid Avera, and other such incredible mysterious nefer stories for avoiding arayos. Great tzaddikim, greater than Rav and Rav Yehuda. Those are the people who don't have to worry when it's two men and one woman. Those are the people who are called ksherim, but otherwise all normal people are called prutzim. So according to the Rambam, two men and one woman, even if the men are from Erlecha people, is not mutter. So therefore, if you are Sephardi, your wives will only be able to be to stay late at the firm if there are at least a number of men and a number of women there. You will never have the heter of, even if they're Jewish, never have the heter of Shnei Anashim. Okay. But Rama doesn't pass like that. This is just for starting. Let's add one more, two more points to the number when we're talking about one man being with two women. I'm sorry. One woman being with two men. We, of course, said that Baderech, we're worried somebody's going to go to the bathroom, so you have to have a third man present. And now we'll talk about what the Ravid adds. The Ravid said, hey, if you're worried Baderech, somebody's going to go to the bathroom and leave you with one and one, so you have to have a third person. So even if he goes to the bathroom, you'll have two men with the woman, which is fine. Says the Ravid, Balayla, you also need an extra person. Because what happens Balayla? Somebody's going to fall asleep. So this is going to be very important. How do you define Laila? Laila does not mean shkia, Laila does not mean seis, Laila does not mean chatzos. Rabosai, very unusual definition of Laila here. Laila means when the people, the men who we're talking about, who are the two men that are supposed to say Hashem Yichud, are about to go to sleep. That means I go to sleep at 11:30 at night, so Laila for me is 11:30. You guys go to sleep at 2 in the morning, that means Yichud for you in the smicha apartments is 2:30 in the morning. So halach l'mais, let's put this into a very specific situation. You have a girl going out with a guy, and he's Ashkenazi, and his roommate's Ashkenazi, so two ksherim, we're assuming they're ksherim, and she comes in, they lock the front door. How late could she stay with that in that guy's apartment with the door locked? 9 o'clock? Yes. 10 o'clock? Yes. 11 o'clock? Yes. 12 o'clock? Well, if everybody goes to sleep at 2:30, she could stay there till 2:29 in the evening. In the morning, right? She could stay there because it's not Laila yet. Once it's 2:31, again, obviously there could be a range. Once it's already bedtime, we're concerned that somebody might go to sleep, and then you'll have to have your third roommate there by then. Three boys, that will already make it Balayla. That will be that extra man that's necessary, Balayla, and that would make it theoretically mutter. Yes, sir. Well, once you have three, then even if one is sleeping, it's going to be mutter. That's an important kula. Yeah. Before I mention that, I'm sorry, I just got. There's one point that I mentioned that I wanted to just talk about with one extra detail. When one man is a kosher, one man is a parutz, I told you before that it's mutter. I just want to clarify. It's really a machlokas. So, again, the story that I told you, your wife is working in a law firm, and there's a frum guy in the law firm and a non-Jewish partner. So that's a parutz and a kosher. So I said before that's mutter. Well, I'm going to say that still, but I just want to clarify. It's a machlokas achronim. But wait, is this a shayla d'orais or d'rabbanan? One woman with her Jewish partner and her non-Jewish partner, is that yichud d'orais or d'rabbanan? It's yichud d'rabbanan because it's three, it's more than one man and one woman, right? We said before the Tosafot says that yichud d'orais is only one and one. So therefore it's only yichud d'rabbanan since it's a machlokas haposkin, whether one paritz and one kasher is yichud or not, we could be meka. Fine. Let us we just finished the sugya of one woman with numerous men. Let us now talk very quickly about numerous women with one man. Meaning this is more nogea for you. Forget your wives, forget your sisters. Let's talk about you. You're going to be in a situation where you're going to be with two women. So that is the very famous Gemara that's always taken out of context. Gemara, the Mishnah in Kiddushin, Pei Amid Beis, Lo Yisiyachid Adam Ishtei Nashim, Why? My Taima, Tanad Beil Yo, Hol V'Nashim Daitan Kalos. So clearly, Nashim Daitan Kalos has nothing to do with intellectualism, has nothing to do with intelligence, it has to do with how easily they could be seduced. That's what Nashim Daitan Kalos means. It's clear from the Gemara. That even if you have one man there, there are two women. Yeah, so if he wants to get what he wants, he'll just have to, since they're women, he'll be able to, you know, their minds are a little more pliable, though he'll be able to seduce them and convince them to do something they might not have wanted to do before. That would be why it would be Aser. And therefore, the concern is he might be Boel, both women. That's what Rashi says. The concern, the reason why one man can't be with two women is because he might be Boel both of them, convince both of them to be nevelis to him. There's another reason. The Ritva says a different reason. He says, well, if it's two women, he'll only be born one of them, but the other one will be mechapa on her and will cover up for her. There's going to be a gigantic nafkamina. Listen carefully. If the iser to be with two women, the yichud, is because you might be boel both of them, then if I find you a situation where it will be physically impossible to boel them, it will be mutter. For example, if there are three women, Chazal assume, the Poskim assume that it's impossible to be both three women, one after the other. One, then another, then a third. Two women, that might be possible, one, then another. But three women, physically, just in terms of biology, a person, anatomy, a person can't be both one woman, then a second woman, then a third woman. Well, if the whole reason to Aser, a man being Misyach with two women, is that he might be both of them, well, if there's three, he can't be both all three. And that is the famous Shita Rashi, who says that the Ramah quotes la halacha that it's mutter for a man to be boel, to be misyachid with Hashem, to be misyachid with three women, because it's physically, anatomically impossible, physiologically impossible to be boel all three, and therefore, if he's not going to be able to get all three, he's not going to do any. However, if you hold that the reason for yichud with two people is that, let's say, one will be mechapa on the other, or the Rashba says another svara that there are three women, you know, one of them will be embarrassed because there's other people here. Well, if they'll be embarrassed, maybe she'll be embarrassed with three, but not two. So you should just know that the Shulchan Aruch paskins a gigantic machlokas. Shulchan Aruch himself paskins that one woman is going to, I'm sorry. The Shulchan Aruch, we assume the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. Let's just say like this. There's a gigantic machlokas haposkim if there's a heter called shalosh nashim. The poskim call it nashim harbei. Three women, could they be misyachet? It's a gigantic machlokas haposkim. The Ramah does bring it as yesh omrim, and therefore b'makom hatzorech one can rely on this opinion. Of course, are we talking about yichud derabbanan or deraisa? Well, if there are three women here, or more than three, and one guy, it's definitely Drabbanan, because it's more than one and one. It's only Drabbanan. So, Malkam HaTzorech, one can rely on Yichud. This comes up all the time. If you're the guy with a bunch of women, you're a shomer or a medic on one of these women, Tiulim, in the Negev. Or you're babysitting your three nieces. Right? There are three women there. You have a 12-year-old niece. I don't care how old she is. You have three nieces all above the age of three. So there should be yichud, but if we assume like this heter of Rashi that three women physically nothing can happen, so it's going to be, you'll be able to babysit your three nieces, a rebbe teaching girls, even if there's no window and the doors are locked, if there are more than three women in the class, that should be mutter. But again, Rav Moshe doesn't like relying on this heter of three women, even though the Ramah quotes it. So Rabbi Will gave me an interesting gether. He said, if you have a 22-year-old boy and three 22-year-old girls, it's usher. A 22-year-old boy and three 72-year-old women, it's mutter. So it's a classic Rabbi Willig. Those of you who know Rabbi Willig, it's a classic Rabbi Willig Pshara. Okay. Let us move to the next sugya, which is very important. So I told you that we just learned what yichud is. Yichud is one man with two women with a woman, and other numbers, that which we just talked about. Now I'm going to say that there are numerous kulas for the issur of yichud. Well, first kula that we'll talk about is Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim. We have to define what a Pasuach means and what a Rishus HaRabim means. This is the next sugya, next point. So let's start with a question, with a chakira. Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim. Does that mean that it's yichud, but there's a heter because the door could open, somebody could come in? Or is the vort that if it's Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim, does hastes can yichud? That's not called yichud. Yichud is seclusion. It's not seclusion. Somebody could come in at any point. It's like everybody in the Rishus HaRabim is here, ke'ilu. Because the door is open, they could walk in if they should so choose. So is it yichud with a heter, or is it not called yichud at all? What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina could be numerous. Let's say there's a certain halacha, like gosba. So a guy and a girl who are very friendly. Either you're engaged, or she's your cousin, or you've been a coworker and you joke around with each other a lot. You've known her for a long time. So liba gaspa, you're very amicable one with another. There we are machmir for the heterim of yichud. If we assume that Pesach Pasuach L'Shusram is yichud with a heter called Pesach Pasuach, well, if it's yichud and it's gaspa, we don't allow the heterim of yichud, like for Pesach Pasuach L'Shusram, to be matir nisur yichud. If, however, you learn not like what we just said, but rather Pesach Pasuach L'Shusram is not yichud at all. So, if it's not yichud, there's no yichud to talk about. It'll be mutter, even for a person of libo gaspa. Let's talk about what is pasuach. This is the biggest question that you'll ever, that you'll come up with, that happens all the time. It happens to me every other day. So, we have a babysitter for my little baby, and let's say my wife's not home. So, it's me and the babysitter. So what do? I just walk in, I leave the door. Oh, so I have to leave it. I can't lock the door. Of course, that would be yichud. But can I just leave the door unlocked, or does it have to be ajar? That's what we have to talk about right now. So, really, the question is, if we assume that the heter that Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim, the Rishus HaRabim people are wadding, people can come in at any point, or is it they could, the door's open to Rishus HaRabim, people are looking in and seeing me. Those are the two tzadim of the Chakira. Is Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim a heter shemi yikanes, meaning the door is closed, but they might come in, so it makes it mutter. Or no, it's a heter shemi yira. Since there are people passing by, they could see inside. Then it will only be mutter if the door is actually open. So do I have to leave the door open to prevent yichud, or could I just leave it unlocked? So Rabbi Kveger and the Beis Meir say that it mamish has to be open, ajar. There has to be airspace between the mezuzah and the door closing on it. And they bring a very simple raya without going to the raya. Fine. That's how some of the achronim say. However, if the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah, Rishonim, right? We're talking about Rishonim now. They say very explicitly that the Isser is only, I'm sorry, the Heter, Pesach, Pesach, Shazram is as long as the door is unlocked. So what are we going to do Allah Lamaisa? What we'll do Allah Lamaisa, I think, is it really should depend whether you're dealing with a Yichud or Raisa or Rabbanan. If I'm with my cleaning lady, she is not Jewish. She's from Ecuador. So, I mean, there could be Jews from Ecuador, but this happens to be a non-Jew from Ecuador. So, Yichud, me with her, just me and her. The baby, my baby doesn't make a difference. Is Yichud Mide? Midra Rabbanan, because she's a Goya. So since it's Midra Rabbanan, presumably I could rely on the Rishonim who said that, you know, it's a machlokas, whether you have to leave the door ajar to have the heter Pesach Pasuach or just unlock it. I could probably presume it would be Mekel and just leave the door unlocked. If it would be, however, Yichud, me with one other woman who'd be in my house for whatever reason, so then it'd be an Issa Deraisa. I would assume one should be Makpid to have the door physically ajar. Not just unlocked, because it's the Yichud Daraisa. Yeah.
In the case where the door is ajar, Rabbi Akiva and the mayor said it also has to be roy to be seen inside. If there's like trees in front of your house, you can't see it even though the door is wide open.
Good question. I think that they would be Mekel, because somebody who had come up to your front door would be able to look in and see, I think.
And there's also a window in front of your house.
Yes, let's talk about windows. Window is a heter pesach pesach l'shazam. This is the best heter. When I was there, I used this all the time. Let's say you want to talk to somebody and you're going out to go for a while, and you want to talk to them late at night, right? You're ready to drop her off, and then all of a sudden she starts giving you a hard time, and now you have to talk to her for 2 hours. But it's already 11:30 at night, and some side street in Muncie, you're in Teaneck, where there's nobody. So there, what we used to do is sit in the dining room, turn the lights on in the dining room, draw the shades open. So the lights are on. It's mamish ajar. It's as though a door is ajar, because you could look directly in. So to go back to the kitchen in the back of the house, you know, that would be an issue. Let me add one nekuda. Pesach pesach l'shus harabim. What's the heter? Let's assume the heter is somebody could come in. But when is somebody going to come in? When there are people walking the shus harabim. Rabbi say, how late do people walk in the streets? Depends where you live, exactly. In Bnei Brak in the 1950s, the Chasanish said 10 o'clock. Okay? In Washington Heights, during finals, it's all night, I believe. It would be all night. In Washington Heights, not during finals, I would say 2. I mean, you could disagree with me. I would say 2 o'clock is reasonable, 2:30 maybe. Probably after 2:30, not so many people out. If you live on a small street in Muncie or in Teaneck, it might be 10:30. After which, that's a serious problem. People who live in Muncie, girls who live in Muncie, and the guy wants to drop her off at her house in Muncie or in Englewood or something, some quiet, really quiet street, and you want to talk to her at the end of the day, you can't sit in your car and talk to her at 11 o'clock at night. It's not so late. 11 o'clock is not late. But there's no one on the street. It's just you and her. There are no people passing by. That's Neser Daraisa of Yichud. Oh, you're not in a house, you're in a door, there's a windows. Yeah, there are windows, but there's no one to look into the windows. However, if you're in a if you would turn on the windows in your car, then people are going to be looking in. Everybody down the block and saying, "Who's in there? Yeah. Who's over there?" Everyone's driving down the street, even on a side street in Teaneck and Muncie, and the lights are bright inside the dining room, and the boy and girl are sitting and talking to each other. Everybody's looking in. Yeah. Good. Okay. So halach lemaisa, if it's unlocked. Machlokas and with another tzira, for example, you can only do a button, you could be makel if it's unlocked. So if it would be a date, it would be usher. If it would be a cleaning lady who's not Jewish, it would be mutter. Now, what happens if you don't really expect somebody to come in? This happens all the time. Let's say you're a psychologist and you have your client there, or you're a client to a psychologist and you're seeing a therapist, or a PT or an OT or any other therapist or nurse, and the door is closed. So, door closed in a psychologist or a therapist's office means no one's walking in, right? But it's not locked. It's fine. You'll be makpid, of course. You're not going to lock the door. Just a man and a woman, chatzron, you're not going to lock the door. That's either. Fine. But you know, and I know, that no one's coming in the middle of a therapy session. So, it would be smart if you'd be in such a situation, or if you'd be a doctor or a professional in such a situation, a rabbi. I have this. I, first of all, when I became a rabbi, there was a mutual agreement between the president and myself that there has to be a video camera in my office. Second of all, unfortunately, I should have a window, but I have a window to the outside. When there's a woman in my office, the shades are up. And I tell my secretary that if there's ever a woman who comes to speak to my office, she should walk in whenever she wants. So that just I know that at any point, the secretary could just walk in. Fine. So if you have a practice where there is going to be you being in seclusion with a woman, obviously you're not going to have the door unlocked, you should tell your secretary or other people in your practice, please just knock and walk in without waiting for me to, you know, or knock with the expectation that I should be answering immediately, and feel free to come in. That's important. Now, for what happened, Lamaitza, you know, Pesach Pesuach, L'Shus Harabim, door's unlocked, but you know no one's coming in. So here there's an interesting Rashba. Rashba talks about a case of Yichud, not with a man and a woman, but a goy being misyached with Yayin. Are we worried that they were menasech the Yayin? Are they worried that they moved the Yayin? So there the Rashba says explicitly that even though, he has a proof, whatever the proof is, even though he knows that no one's going to come in, no one's allowed to come in, but since the door is unlocked, it's mutter. Again, that's yichud with a goy with yayin nesach. Based on that, the Rashba would apply that Pesach Pesuch Rosh Hashanah would apply even when you know that no one's really coming in. As long as the door is unlocked, Mikra Hadin, you could be. So therefore, if you're a therapist and the door is unlocked, you know no one's coming in during therapy. So I'm telling you, as a good idea, you should tell people to come in. Once in a blue moon, but you never know when that blue moon is going to happen. But Mikra Hadin, the Rashba is Matu, even though you don't expect somebody to come in. Why? Because the Chazon Ish had a. This happens, the Radvaz Asters here, the Rashba's Mekel. Chazon Ish says, there's an Emas Rabim Olav Beteva. It's not the Vart that there's an Emo that somebody's coming in right now, but the fact that anybody could come in at any moment, because the door's unlocked, makes an Emas Harabim on you that you always feel, if it's Pesach Basurich L'Shatzam, that right now I'm sitting with that Ema. That's the way the Chazon Ish calls it, and therefore that would be Mutter, the Chazon Ish's Mekel in this Machlokas, Radvaz, and Rashba. Even though you don't expect anybody to come in. What happens, one last Nakud, then I'll take a question, what happens if you have numerous doors closed one after the other? Let's say there's the front door, that's unlocked. Then there's the hallway, that's unlocked. Then there's your office, your inner office door, that's unlocked. Or let's say, you know, you're on the third floor, you're in your office all the way on the third floor of your house, in your study, or in your basement, in your study, there's six doors between the front door and your study, and your babysitter, or the whoever else, the cleaning lady, or your nurses, you have an office in your house, the assistant is with you all the way in that door. They're all closed, but unlocked. So if you assume that an unlocked door is mutter, unlocked door, their advice is would be mutter, even four unlocked doors in. Yes, what was your question? So I told you before that since there's a big machlokas, whether the door has to be unlocked or ajar, on a daraisa, it would be smart to be machmir, not to rely on an unlocked, but rather to have a door ajar. So if it's you and one woman, who's a Jewish woman, that's an issa daraisa, I would suggest ajar, or knowing that people could really come in. Yeah.
Help in Masador.
I'm not sure. It's a little bit of a jar, or you mamish have to be able to see just by walking by. Or I think once the door is a little ajar, people already start, you know, peeking in. Yeah.
We said before about on dates with the window.
Yeah.
Would that not be a problem with Ugaspa?
Great. So that would be a problem if we assume Pesach Pesuach is an Isur Yichud, but then you won't have the Het of Libo Gaspa. If, however, we assume that Pesach Pesuach is not Yichud, and I think that if you're on a door mamet, Pesach Pesuach maybe, but if you have a big bay window, and the light is bright at the dining in the dining room, you're sitting right at the dining room table right opposite that window, they're all looking in. It's like the street is with you. I assure you. I was once on a date on Roosevelt. Anyone go on a date to Roosevelt Island? Take the cable car. It's so cheap. It's gewaldig.
It's great.
Right? What is it? How much is a train? Is a train ride nowadays?
$2.75. Yeah.
$2.75. So it's $5.50 there and $5.50 back. You can't even buy her a Coke there because there's nowhere to buy. It's great. $5.50 each way. $10. $11 for the entire date. Okay. So Roosevelt Island. I took the cable car from my. Went on the cable car to Roosevelt Island. We're walking up along the boardwalk. It's 11 o'clock at night, and there's a boardwalk. It's like the middle of winter or something. So that's why there's no one on the boardwalk. I remember calling Rabbi Willig from the date. Calling Rabbi Willig for the boardwalk. Hi Rabbi, it's Uri Orlian. I'm on the boardwalk, Roosevelt Island. Okay, there's no one on the boardwalk. He said, Uri, don't worry. I said, the apartment building. Everyone's staring at you from the apartment building. Baruch Hashem, thank you. It's good. So I must have said that over many shilas that I've gotten over the past few years. Fine. Now, yeah.
The suggestion that if you're in the room, the door is unlocked, but no one's supposed to be. No, you don't think anyone's going to walk in.
But Ashby has a clue.
Someone's just knocking on the door, but you're with one Jewish woman, and no Jewish woman's going to be knocking on the door. It's still lesser if you're with two Jewish women.
That's true. There has to be a possibility of other people there also. That's true. Let's talk about that right now. Pesach Pesuach l'Rishus HaRabim. Vos Main l'Rishus HaRabim. So the Dvar Halacha says, that's that Bible that I told you written in the 50s, Talmud Chazon Ish, he says that if there are three people outside, that's called the Rishus HaRabim. So if your chatzar is open to a place with three people, that's called the Rishus HaRabim. So Rabosai, if you live in an apartment building on the top floor, and there's a few apartments on the top floor, so how many people are walking down the hallway? More than three people. You have a heter of Rishus HaRabim. However, let's say you live in a small building and there's only one apartment, two apartments on each floor, three apartments on each floor. Let's say there's a single person in each studio apartment, three studio apartments on each floor. So there's your apartment and it opens to what? To a hallway with two other single people. that's not going to give you a heter if you're on the top floor, because you don't have three people walking out. So a chatzer, that it has to be open to a chatzer where there are at least three people to give the heter of Pesach Pasul for Rishis Ram. That's what Rishis Ram is. Fine. Now, what happens if you're in the dining room? Right, we talked about the dining room, which I use all the time. Are we worried that maybe you're in the dining room now, but maybe 10 minutes from now you'll end up in the living room? Do we have to be concerned with that? That halacha could come up loads of times. The halacha is no. We don't look at yichud, what might happen, in the sense of what happens if you leave this place. If the place where you're in right now is mutter, it's mutter, even though you could both lift yourselves up and walk 7 feet out of the line of vision of the window from the street. Similarly, if the door is unlocked, we assume that the door has to be unlocked. Well, you could always lock it, right? We don't say that's usur because you might lock it. No. It's an unlocked door, it's not yichud. Therefore, if you're in a line of vision, it's not yichud because people could see you, we're not worried you're going to move somewhere else. Yeah, so the only problem with this is a very difficult tshuva of Ramosha. The Olam is not noheg-like. For some reason, Ramosha says that if you're in a car, obviously Ramosha had a deeper concern that he was worried about, I think. Ramosha says that if you're in a car, this knocks out, you can never go on a date, basically, if you drive a car, according to this Ramosha. If you drive on a car, Ramosha says, we're worried that you're going to drive somewhere where there won't be anybody else. Even if the car windows have, even if the car has windows, but you might drive to a place. You're driving on a highway. You're driving Shmami and Rishus Rabban Doraisa, right? But you might drive off the Rishus Rabban Doraisa to some tiny little, you know, pathway in the back roads of the forest behind Muncie, and that's going to be yichud. So for some reason, again, I'm dramatizing it because I don't understand it, but that's the only tshuva I know that says it. We don't. The Olam doesn't pass. Doesn't go like that. We assume that if you're in a car and it's on a highway, you're good. If you're in a car and it's in a dark alley where no one is, that's a problem. Yeah.
If somebody was in a Rishus Rabban, but only people were walked around were women, then would you have a problem with didn't hold rashes at 33?
So I think it was Kelm. In Kelm, the men and the women walked on two different sides of the street. I think they did a new square also.
Yeah, new square.
Right. So you're saying you are having a date on the girl's side.
Let's
come here.
Or maybe
okay.
Like
one apartment opens up to only the girl's side.
If you lived in Washington Heights.
Right. There's you're in 56 Bennett and there are only girls on this floor.
Yeah.
The girls.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Once it's Rishus Rabban, then we're not worried if they're up for it. What? You're saying because three people, if we said that if they're all men, they're prudes. I have to think about it. If it's only three men outside, you're right. If they're prudes. But if it's a Rishus Rabban, we all live in a, I mean, no offense, but we live in a neighborhood that's all Pritzim. Right? If you don't believe me, put on your glasses and walk outside. What? There are other issues on most streets in New York. They're not issues of Yichud. There are other issues. Yeah. Okay, I just want to finish up with the heter of Baila Be'ir. So again, there's an issue called Yichud, there's one heter called Pesach Pasuach, second heter is called Baila Be'ir. Baila Be'ir. So, if your husband is in the town, this is a heter for women. If your husband is in town, so we are assumed that there's no issur of Yichud. This does not apply to Gaspa. Gemara has a story. Rav Bibi was visiting, and he had his family there, and two Amoraim visiting each other. One of them stepped out, was to leave his wife with one of the other Amoraim, and they said, "Oh, make sure you take out." The guest Amora was in the attic. He said, "Oh, take out the ladder up to the attic, because I'm going to be here." But what do you mean? But her husband, the other Amora, was just stepping out. He was going to the grocery store, going to Dam Minchis, Baila Be'ir. So he said, no, it was Bibi, who's in the attic, was friendly with, or a relative with, a cousin with, a Shoshvin. And he knew that the hostess who he's staying by, and therefore, even though there's a heter Baila Be'ir, it doesn't apply to somebody who you're friendly with. So let's say you are married, Baruch Hashem, you're married, and your wife is home. So you're not home, but she has somebody over. Who is it? If it's her cousin, her male cousin, then even though if you'd be in town, there's a heter Baila Be'ir, she could have over the Con Ed guy. She could have over the delivery man. She could have over the electrician who she doesn't know so well. But her own cousin she can't have, or her own, you know, childhood, you know, the kid, the guy she went to co-ed school before she got to know you, and she has a good friend from elementary school, from high school, they're good friends for 12 years, so she can't, if he's over, then there's no heter about you. That would be gospa. Now, there's a gigantic machlokas, a raging machlokas, what the heter of Baila Be'ir. Rashi says, demistifi mibal hashta asi. She's scared that any moment he might come home. What's going to come out, gigantic nafkamina from that? That the heter, Baila Be'ir, is only where there's a genuine possibility that he might be able to come home. If, for example, he calls from work, let's say he lives 20 minutes away, right? Let's say your wife is, you live on the other side of the heights. And before you leave the basement, you say, hi, sweetheart, I'm leaving now. Should I buy anything in the store? Should I buy pizza from Lake Como and bring it to you? I'll be home in 12 minutes. So you just messed it up for her. She had heter Baila Be'ir. But now there's no hashta asi. There's no, that she's not scared that you're going to be there in the next 10 minutes. So all of a sudden, she had the electrician over. She had a heter Baila Be'ir. Now that you called and said, honey, I'll be home in 12 minutes, you just made her have an isser of yichud because she doesn't have a heter Baila Be'ir. As long as she was nervous, you might come home any moment, it was mutter. That's Rashi. However, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch do not say that the heter is because you might come home at any minute. Rather, they say, Amos Baila Aleha. A woman who has her husband in the same city has fear. Says the Chazon Ish, that is it's an emotional fear. She has a mental block. When my husband, this is a woman thinking, when a woman thinks that her husband is in the same city, we're going to finish in a minute, she has a mental block of doing anything wrong. Why? Not because he might come home right now, but she has a mental block. My husband's in the city, I can't do anything. Gigantic nafkaminas between these two shitas. What happens if you're in, you work in Englewood and you live in Teaneck? Englewood and Teaneck are two cities. Teaneck and Bergenfield, maybe it's one, right? But Englewood and Teaneck, they're different exits on Route 4, right? They're different cities. So let's say you're not in the same city, but he might be home any minute. So according to Rashi, the whole heter is because he might be coming home? Well, you have a heter. If you assume that there's an emo, when you're in the same city, she's scared. Englewood is a different city, she's not scared. You could have it the opposite way also. Let's say you have New York City. This is a famous Machlokes Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe Feinstein. Let's say you work downtown and you live in the Heights. So she's tutoring somebody, she's babysitting somebody in the house, she has the electrician over, the plumber over. So according to Rashi, if you call from work and say, honey, I'm leaving now, I'll be home in an hour, you have a head there? According to Rashi, you're not going to be home in the next hour. It's going to be Aser. According to the Chazon Ish, you're in the same city, right? Emas Baal Alaha. It's an Ema Tivis, the Chazon Ish says. A woman won't be chote within, you know, if she knows that her husband is in the same city. It's a mental block. And therefore, you could have this machlokas coming out in both ways. I think Halach Lamaisa, one could rely on the Chazon Ish, that it's mutter, even if he's definitely not returning, but she's in the same city. What about the other way? What about if, this happens to me all the time, I come home from my shul office, I come home, my babysitter's there. Where's my wife? I thought my wife was home. Oh, she went to the supermarket to get something. She'll be back soon. Can I lock the front door? And I want to lock the front door because my baby, if the front door is not locked, he walks outside and plays in the street. He does. Regularly. Hopefully with clothes, oftentimes without clothes. So we lock the door when we're inside. The problem is if I lock the door and my babysitter's home, so it's yichud. Okay, only the rabbanon because she's a goya, but it's yichud. Will I have a heter? If there's a heter of Baila Be'ir, is there also a heter of Ishto Be'ir? So this is a big machlokas haposkim. And the majority of the poskim are machmir, but b'shas hadchak yesh lahachkel im hitachzor b'zman karov. So if it's shas hadchak, like your son, your baby's going to run outside and get killed, chas v'sham, something can happen in the street, or your neighbors are going to be angry at you that your baby's running out naked outside, and it's not good for your image, especially if you're the rabbi of the community, and your wife is going to be home in a few minutes, then there's a makom to be makel, even in the other way, even if ishto be'ir. But usually, in general, we assume it's a one-way heter of baila be'ir is going to permit the woman to have a guest, but not going to permit the man to have yichud, because men are less scared of their wives than wives are scared of their husbands. Yeah.
If you have baila be'ir, does that matter that the guy can be with the woman?
Who's at home?
The wife is at home.
Yeah.
And then let's say
the plumber.
You want to come over for some reason to your house.
Yes, yes, thank you. Yes, yes. If you want to go to a woman's house, to whatever, to the shadli. You're going out with a girl. No, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you're going out with a girl, and your friend, the married woman down the block, you want to speak to her about that you're dating. And her husband's going to be home soon. Her husband's in the city. It's mutter for you also. Not just for the wife, it's mutter for you also. You, the single guy, who's not the wife, but the husband. You're also permitted. You could be the plumber. You're allowed to be the plumber. The Jewish plumber, if by the beer. Okay, obviously, lots more to do, but we shall be zocha to... Kedusha, to your Shemayim, to your Vayla Yichud, and with that we'll be saved from everything else. And I look forward to seeing you next Thursday, Bez Hashem.